nigga's a monster. Insane bonkers, since in brain is nothing I can't conquer. So if you concur, you won't get caught up. One or two brought up, couple goons walk up. One or two ambulance called up. Cop called sirens with some yellow tape that says caution. Nigga, I'm involved with the masses. Ill shit, and niggas don't wanna get involved with this cancer. No. Round of applause for the team when they're feeling on top. This is what you call living. And we ain't tripping, champagne sipping. Yeah, we finally here. This is what the game's missing.
Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Laying off. listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And welcome to another show. We have an hour and a half of fun-filled tracks. I also have some presents for you guys. That's how much I love you. I actually have, drumroll please. Do you like my sound effects? I have two free tickets to Architecture in Helsinki to give away later on in the show. I've been in touch with them over the last sort of week and a half, trying to arrange for them to come in and do a mixtape for us. Unfortunately, they weren't able to come in tonight, but we are hoping to hook up with them on Sunday, do the interview, get their song list together, and then be able to play it next week for you guys. But in the meantime, later on the show, so listen carefully, I will be giving away two free tickets to their show this Sunday, June 9th at the venue down on Granville Street. So listen out. I also have one of their new songs from their most recent album, Moment Bends. So when that's playing, you call up. I will give you the number later on. And we just heard Patti Smith with her song People Have the Power from her album of many moons ago, Dream of Life. The reason I chose Patti Smith today is I've sort of put a theme together for the first half of the show. As you all know, Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We focus on musicians that are involved in philanthropic endeavors or have a social justice message, or we play music that has a positive social justice message or positive social change message to say, and that's what I've chosen for the next little while. So we've got about seven songs. It's been a long week, listeners, I apologize. So we will be playing a whole bunch of songs that have some political, a lot of the songs are anti-war messaging. I just thought it was pretty apt seeing as we're still involved in the Afghan war and to a lesser extent, obviously not Canada, but the US is involved in Iraq and all the wars that are going on against people are, citizens of different countries around the world, including what's happening in the Middle East. So that's my method behind the madness tonight. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Patti Smith. Obviously, she is a huge influence in the New York punk rock movement of the 70s, especially with her debut album in 1975 called Horses. She's not only a singer-songwriter, but she's also a poet and visual artist as well, sometimes known as the godmother of punk. Her work was a fusion of rock and poetry. People Have the Power, which we just heard, is one of the most potent, lyrical, and lovely protest songs out. It serves us as a reminder that, as she sings at the end of the song, everything we dream can come to pass through our union. So she's pretty much focusing on people getting together and making the leaders accountable. She wrote that with Fred Sonic Smith in 1988, and it was, like I said, from her album of that year, Dream of Life. Obviously, Patti Smith has been involved in a lot of activism over the years. More recently, in the 90s, she contributed Memorial Tribute Live to the AIDS Benefit album by Red Hot Organization that we all know, and she was a huge supporter of the Green Party and backed Ralph Nader in the 2000 United States presidential election awards, as well as a huge critic of the Iraq wars, and she was one of a speaker and a singer at one of the first protests against the Iraq war, and she even toured again with Nader in a series of rallies against the Iraq war and calls for the impeachment of George Bush back in the day. In 2009, most recently in her Meltdown concert in Festival Hall, she paid homage to Iranians taking part in post-election protests by saying, "Where is my voice?" by singing "Where is my voice?" in a version of the song People Have the Power. So as you can see, even though she wrote and released this song over 20 odd years ago, she still sees the relevance of it today. And like I said, we've got a lot to come up in the show, so I'm going to let the music keep talking. The next band we've got up for you is Bright Eyes with their single When the President Talks to God. They're an American indie rock band and they were founded by singer-songwriter guitarist Connor Oberst. I hope I said his name right. They've released 7 studio albums with their latest, The People's Key, released in February this year. So if you like Bright Eyes, go check out The People's Key. This tune takes a look at George Bush's religious beliefs and raising interest and important questions in this scolding topical tune, When the President Talks to God, Do They Pick Which Countries to Invade, which is quite interesting. And he's also been involved with some pretty, they're a pretty political group. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, because they did a recent online video where Connor talked about how boycotting Arizona because of its recent controversial immigration laws were really important. He said because it left unchecked, similar legislation could make it way across the country. And last year in Omaha, Oberst starred in a concert for equality, which benefited the ACLU fights against the Fremont Law, which was this law, a really strict immigration law, and especially sort of focused on identifying, prosecuting and deporting illegal immigrants. And President Obama has actually spoken quite outwardly about the displeasure with these bills and laws that came into power last year. So without further ado, let's play Bright Eyes with their song When the President Talks to God. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
All right, thanks a lot. This next song... This next song's for our ignorant, arrogant, and most of all, incompetent president. Goes like this. When the president talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely not? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled, which voter fraud must be concealed when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the president talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf while they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the president talks to God. When the president talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own bullshit when the president talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt it.
Independent Music Festival is now in its 17th year. Check out nearly 100 totally awesome local bands at multiple venues that are just walking distance from each other. Or you can see a series of wicked art exhibitions taking place at some independent galleries all across town. And if you're up for a laugh, you can check out some of Vancouver's funniest sketch comedy and improv at various clubs all over the city as well. Make sure you check out www.musicwaste.tumblr.com for more information. By the way, CITR and our magazine Discorder are proud sponsors of Music Waste 2011.
Different fights, I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look how we won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. I ain't marching anymore.
Timber and CITR are proud to present An Evening with Australian Pop Trailblazers, Architecture in Helsinki, featuring special guests, Hooray for Earth. Architecture in Helsinki are touring the world in support of their LP, Moment Bends, a new record that sees the once sprawling eight-piece trimmed down to a toned five-person ensemble. The synth hooks will be flying. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Advance tickets can be procured from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records. That's Architecture in Helsinki with Hooray for Earth, June 5th at Venue Nightclub.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard America's own multi-instrumentalist, record producer and arranger Lenny Kravitz with his song We Want Peace from a single he released a few years ago. In addition to singing lead and backing vocals, Kravitz often plays all the guitars, bass, drums, keyboards and percussion. Yay, I got it right. Himself when recording, which is insane. We Want Peace, the song we just heard, was a download-only track as a protest against the 2003 invasion of Iraq. He performed this alongside famous Iraqi singer Kazim al-Sahir at Rock the Vote, and the track reached actually number one on the world internet download charts and mp3.com download charts in 2003, which is awesome. We've spoken about this before, but I thought I would remind you guys of what Lenny Kravitz, Mos Def and Tim Robbins have done. They've released a charity single to help relief efforts on the Gulf Coast, calling themselves the Gulf Aid All-Stars. The supergroup have reworked the classic tune Ain't My Fault to help the Gulf Aid recovery situation that's going on and is still going on nearly a year after one of the biggest oil spills in history just 50 miles off the Louisiana coast occurred. If you want to learn more about this, you can find out at gulfaid.org. This organization actually raises much needed money for those livelihoods that have been destroyed by the massive oil spill. And unfortunately, the media doesn't really focus much on it anymore, but it's still a huge, huge problem down there. And I mean, we can't even imagine the environmental magnitude that it's going to have and the negative impact it's going to have for many, many decades and even years, hundreds of years to come. So it's really cool that they put that together last year to support the efforts in cleaning up the Gulf Coast. Before that, we had Phil Oakes. He was actually an American protest singer, or as he preferred, a topical singer and songwriter. He was around from 1940 up until 1976. He was known for his sharp wit, sardonic humour and earnest humanism, political activism, insightful and alternative lyrics and haunting voice. And that song by him, I Ain't Marching Anymore, is a definite example of those things that are, or those adjectives that describes him. He wrote hundreds of songs in the 60s and released eight albums. albums in his lifetime. He was one of the most prolific protest songwriters on the scene in the 60s and 70s. This song takes the voice of a young soldier who is refusing to fight in any more wars after having seen and participated in so many killings at war. It's a poetic look into the insight of ugliness of war and a staunch claim for Oak's "War is Over" stance. So like I said, the themes keeps going. We've got three more songs that are involved with anti-war protests and the like. The next song is from our beloved Ben Harper. He's an American singer, songwriter and activist, although sometimes I think he shies away from that term. But he is definitely known as someone that doesn't shy away from controversial topics within his own music. And he's released 11 albums, including his most recent, Give Till It's Gone, which was released a couple of weeks ago on May 17th in 2011. So if you guys are huge Ben Harper fans, you should go check out his new album. I'll try and find some music and play that in a couple of weeks so we can give you a little taster of this new album. The song that I've chosen is Both Sides of the Gun from the album of the same name, which was released in 2006. He's always written a number of songs critiquing current politics and issues, but Both Sides of the Gun seems to best represent the sense of upset and frustration that so characterise current events, especially around, I mean, this was in 2006 when the reign of Bush was well underway. In 2008, he participated in the Songs for Tibet CD to raise awareness for the Free Tibet campaign, another huge campaign that sort of ebbs and flows through the media's radar over the years, but still a really important issue and one that we should always keep at the forefront of our mind. He also supports Blue Planet Run Foundation, which you can find out more about them at blueplanetrun.org, and they create global awareness of world safe drinking water crisis and mobilize citizens of the world to solve the problem. Their goals include providing safe drinking water to 20 million people worldwide by 2015 and 200 million people by 2027. And they want to keep the world attention focused on safe drinking water crisis. And they organize a Blue Planet Run every 2 years. So if you like running and if you think it's important to make sure that everyone around the world has safe drinking water, which it is, go and check out blueplanetrun.org and see how you can get involved. And if you want to learn more about the water crisis and also the impact of the big water companies, bottled water companies, and how they are impacting not only developing nations but developed nations with regards to the environment, check out the documentary called Flow. It's really amazing documentary and really an eye-opening experience and gets you pretty angry. I was yelling at the TV, which I kind of do all the time. Anyway, enough of me gabbing and more of Ben Harper. This is Both Sides of the Gun on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Casey's East Side Diner on 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver is open
24 hours a day!
That's right. Bring a friend for a peanut butter milkshake and a tender beef burger with fries for only $10 anytime you want to, because it's open
24 hours a day!
A delicious tender chicken dinner with mashed potatoes or Mama's Southwest chili? Why not 2:34 in the morning? Lucy's is open
24 hours a day!
Vegetarian? Don't fear, oh late night snacker. Lucy has a wide array of vegetarian options that are available
24 hours a day!
To see a complete menu listing, go to www.lucysEastsideDiner.com and click on the menu heading. For the ultimate East Side Diner experience, accept no substitutes. Visit Lucy's East Side Diner at 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver. Open
24 hours a day!
And 7 days a week. For all you night owls. Luke, how long have you been up watching KTEL infomercials?
All night!
Want to go to Lucy's for a breather?
I think your offer won't last long!
Let's just go.
We gotta have peace to keep the world alive and war to cease. We gotta have joy. With strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice. The world knows there's no choice. We're making save the children, the little ones who just don't understand. Give them a chance. Choice.
Absolutely
nothing.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
What?
To me.
Oh,
I despise, 'cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears to thousands of mothers I have when their sons go out to fight and lose their lives. I said war. Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Get saying again.
War.
To me.
Whoa.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Whoa.
Send only to the undertaker.
Oh.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in FM. And if you're going to play an anti-war themed part of a show, you can't really play it and not play that song. Of course, that was Edwin Starr with his probably most famous song ever that he ever did, and one of the most famous anti-war songs of the 60s and 70s. That was War from his album War and Peace. Edwin Starr was born in 42 and passed away in 2003. He was a soul music singer. War actually was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for the Motown label in 1969. Whitfield first produced the song, which is a blatant, obviously, anti-Vietnam war protest, with the Temptations as the original vocalist. After Motown began receiving repeated requests to release War as a single, Whitfield actually re-recorded the song with Edwin Starr as the vocalist. He decided to withhold the Temptations version so as not to alienate their more conservative fans, which is quite interesting. Obviously, Starr's version of War went to number one hit on the Billboard charts in 1970 and is not only the most successful and well-known record of his career, but is also one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded and still played, as you can see, on CITR in 2011. And I found this really interesting. Following the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, the song was placed on the list of post-9/11 inappropriate titles distributed by Clear Channel. So, yeah, that's a little interesting tidbit of, I guess, American censorship and propaganda by playing songs that would make people feel more peaceful. I don't know. Or talking about why we shouldn't be going to war. But anyway, that's what happened in 2001. And in the middle there, we Got to Have Peace from his album Roots. And it's the one, the only, the incomparable Curtis Mayfield. He's best known for his anthemic music with The Impressions and his soundtrack to the blaxploitation film Superfly. But he's pretty much regarded as a pioneer of funk and of politically conscious African-American music. He was also a multi-instrumentalist like Mr. Kravitz, and he played the guitar, bass, piano, saxophone and drums, essentially a one-man band. He obviously is a legend, but he has been recognized as one as well. He won the Grammy Legend Award in 1994, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1995, and he's a double inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Impressions and also as a solo artist in 1999. And that's album of his, Roots, was released in October 1971. Now it's present time. So, like I mentioned at the start of the show, I'm very, very happy to announce that we have two crisp free tickets for Architecture in Helsinki's show this Sunday. I know it's a school night, but you know what? You want to stay up late for this one. Architecture in Helsinki are a great Australian band, so I have to give them props. Based out of Melbourne, they have infectious, funky synth pop. Just so much fun. You could dance all night to. The new album, Moment Bends, is the fourth album, and it was released on April in Australia this year and in May in the US. And like I said, they're playing in the venue this Sunday. We've had Architecture in Helsinki on the show, or playing on the show before, because of their involvement with Sound Relief, which was a multi-venue rock music concert held in March 2009. It was simultaneously two shows in the Melbourne Cricket Ground and the Sydney Cricket Ground, and all the proceeds went to the Red Cross Victorian bushfire appeal, if you remember, of a few years ago, how Australia was decimated over those bushfires. So like I said, we're about to play the song. It's called Everything's Blue. The telephone number to win these two free tickets is 604-822-2487. I'm going to repeat it again and even again. 822-2487. That's 822-2487. If you ring in now, I can give you two free tickets to their Sunday show. And hopefully we will have an interview with them next week to play for you guys. So again, that number, ring in now. You can win two free tickets to Architecture in Helsinki at the venue this Sunday, the 5th of June. And it's not a Canucks game, so call and win. And someone's calling in, so I'm going. Okay, this is the song. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Okay. You've been singing, I got a witness. In the bedroom, minding my business. Behind bars like an honest kid. If freedom was a curse, then we'd be through with this. Launch your life, don't keep it a secret. Fish I learned, don't jump in a deep bit. I've flown through stars and you never did. The sky is caving in and going cool. Now everything's blue. Will we ever see the world in black and white? The color we choose in the morning is the color of the night.
everybody walk at the same time. PTO, I'm crossing the dateline. From time like now to a time like years. Remember where we are, I'm gonna bring you tears. Who's been standing, I gotta witness. UFO, I don't wanna miss this. I don't leave scars and you never did. The sky is caving in and going cool with it. Now everything's blue. We'll never see the world in black and white. The color we choose. In the morning is the color of the night. If dreams were trouble, I'd be rubbing shoulders with thieves tonight.
Timber and CITR are proud to present An Evening with Australian Pop Trailblazers, Architecture in Helsinki, featuring special guests, Hooray for Earth. Architecture in Helsinki are touring the world in support of their LP, Moment Bends, a new record that sees the once sprawling eight-piece trimmed down to a toned five-person ensemble. The synth hooks will be flying. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Advance tickets can be procured from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records. That's Architecture in Helsinki with Hooray for Earth, June 5th at Venue Nightclub.
Dreams are all coming true. Who is the one that leads me on? time to live. To give your love to me, I'm gonna keep it carefully. Deep in the treasure chest, below my breast. Cause out of all the people I've known, the places I've been, the songs I have sung, the wonders I've seen, now that the dreams are all coming true, who's the one that leads me on through? It's you. Who puts me in the magic position, darling, now? You put me in the magic position, darling, so let me put you in the magic position, darling.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. We have a winner, folks. Congratulations, Bobby Setter. She has two tickets to go and see Architecture in Helsinki this Sunday. Bobby, if you're listening, I forgot to tell you, take some ID, take some ID. They will ask you for it. Lucky, lucky, lucky lady. I hope I gave a little sunshine to this dreary Thursday night for her. Once again, congratulations. And while I'm doing shout outs, I want to say a thank you to Sam, who always helps me out while Christian's away. My co-host Christian is on a hiatus. I know he's listening. What up, Christian? See, if he was in the studio and I had done that, he would have rolled his eyes at me. So, I have all the power now. Sam has been an absolute legend helping me out by choosing songs and doing some of the research for me. So I have to say thanks to him. The last two songs you heard and the next songs you're going to hear for the next half an hour are all from Mr. Sam. So once again, thank you, Sam. And I promised him I would give a huge shout out to his mama, Mama Lucia. Feliz cumpleaños para mañana. Tomorrow is her birthday, and I promised that I would sing. I would not sing because I think I would lose about 1,000 listeners if we have them, which I don't think we do. But I just wanted to say feliz cumpleaños, and I hope you have a great day, which is happy birthday in Spanish. So, yes, as you can see, I am multi-talented. But back to the music, we had Ron Sexsmith, Canada's own Ron Sexsmith, with his album song Words We Never Use from the album of his name. He was born in 64 and he's from St. Catharines, Ontario, but he's currently based in Toronto. He has done a few things. He actually started his own band when he was 14 years old, which is pretty insane. And he released one of his first recordings of his own material 7 years later in 1985. He's done some pretty cool stuff. In 2010, at the Best Western Ballroom in Cobourg, Ontario, Ron helped money to find a cure for MPSVI, a rare and devastating disease whose signs are revealed early in the affected child's life, with one of the first symptoms often being a significantly prolonged age of learning how to walk. And by age 10, children have developed a shortened trunk, crouched stance, and restricted joint movements. So he basically has put some money together to help find a cure for this debilitating disease. So we've got to give him props for that. And in the middle there, we had Patrick Wolf with his song The Magic Position from the album of the same name. He's an English singer-songwriter from South London, and you know what? We're all about the multi-instrumentalists tonight. He plays the ukulele, piano, and viola, and he's known for combining electronic sampling with classical instruments as well. He's produced 5 albums, and in 2009, he decided in celebration of Christmas to give half his wardrobe to charity shops in London. So they would be pretty coveted threads, I'd say, because he's a pretty well-known singer-songwriter. So next up, we are going to keep the music going because I have a whack load of songs to put through the ringer over the next 25 minutes we have left in the show. I'm hoping once I leave the studio, it'll miraculously be sunshine, but I'm probably living a pipe dream, but you can only hope, right? The next band we're playing or singer is Bonnie Prince Billy with his song There Is No God. He's an American singer, songwriter, and actor, and he presented There Is No God. What is it? God Is Love, the new single from Bonnie on June 21st. And the profits from this sale of these recordings go to Save Our Gulf Water Keepers Alliance. So this is another guy that's really helping out with the Gulf crisis. Not the Gulf crisis, because that's the Iraq war from the beginning of the 2000, but the Gulf oil spill crisis that's happening in Louisiana's coast. The funds from these sales, in fact, all funds donated to Save Our Gulf, go directly to support the work of seven water keepers on the Gulf Coast who were directly impacted by the BP oil disasters. It's Save Our Gulf is a coalition of water keepers brought together in the wake of the oil disaster to lead the fight to restore and protect local watersheds, coastal communities and the Gulf of Mexico. They hold polluters and decision makers accountable and promote the sustainability of their communities. Their vision is for all communities to have waterways that are swimmable, drinkable and fishable. So if you want to learn more about that, Google Save Our Gulf and I'm sure it will take you right there. So we, without further ado, this is Bonnie Prince Billy with the song There Is No God, supporting Save Our Gulf and the Turtle Hospital. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Surrounds the tongue, that which sees love in the chest, that which puts mouth on cock and vagina. Well, that is bad.
No, God. of the foot furnished manhole cover in a light of sign of one kind or another. In the gleaming eye of a fighter or lover.
Listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we have about 17 minutes left of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Now, I didn't realise who this person was until we played him last time and then the puck dropped, so to speak. That was Gord Downie of a little band called The Tragically Hip. You might know of them, with his song Words We Never Used from... Oh, sorry, not Vancouver's Divorce. My apologies. Vancouver's Divorce from his solo album Coke Machine Glow. Obviously, we all know where he comes from and what he's been involved in, and pretty much if you... You'd have to be either living in another country or under a rock in the 90s to not know who the Tragically Hip was. And if you're like me, a immigrant, you pretty much learn very fast who the Tragically Hip is. And like hockey, you learn to love them. And here's a little bit of some hockey information for you. I don't know if I should bring out Boston Bruins... up, but I'm going to. He's actually the godson of the former Boston Bruins general manager and coach Harry Sinden. But obviously, we don't really want to talk about the Boston Bruins and instead want to talk about how awesome the Canucks are. And yay, Torres, for scoring a goal in the last 19 seconds. He is Gord Downie's a trustee of Lake Ontario through his support of the Waterkeeper Alliance, and that's based out of Irvington, New York. And all waterkeeper organisations, which we just talked about just before, coordinate and cover issues affecting 197 waterkeepers that work to protect rivers, lakes, bays, sounds, and other water bodies around the world. And apparently, it's the fastest growing grassroots environmental movement in the world, spanning six continents. And obviously, like we were talking about Bonnie, Prince Billy, both are involved in those Waterkeepers organisations. In the middle there, we had Bonnie, Prince Billy with his song There Is No God, and that's his unreleased single. Now, the next song is an 8 minute and 45 epic song soundscape. Sam loves to put those in. It is by The Decemberists, a indie rock folk. I nearly said something bad. Folk rock band from Portland, Oregon, and they obviously have a new album out called The King Is Dead. And I just saw today in the Georgia Strait, they're actually playing at the Malcolm Bowl on August 23rd. So tickets go on sale tomorrow. So if you like The Decemberists, get out and go to the Malcolm Bowl. They've been involved in a bunch of stuff over the years, and about a month ago, unfortunately, they got news about their keyboardist and accordion player Jenny Conley was being diagnosed with breast cancer, which is really brutal. So the group put out a special edition shirt on their online store, and all the proceeds will go to Corman, a cancer research group. So we wish Jenny Conley all the best with her battle with cancer, and I hope everything goes well. So this, without further ado, is The Mariner's Revenge. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
We are two mariners, a ship's sole survivors in this belly of a whale. Its ribs are ceiling beams, its guts are carpeting. I guess we have some time to kill. You may not remember me, I was a child of three, and you a lad of 18. But I remember you, and I will relate to you how our histories interweave. At the time you were a rake and harassed about spending all your money on boys and hounds. You had a charming air, all cheap and debonair. My widowed mother found so sweet, and so she took you in, her sheets still warm with him, now filled with filth and foul disease. As time wore on, you proved a dead-ridden drunken man, leaving my mother a poor consumptive wretch. Disappeared, your gambling arrears, the only thing you left behind. And then the magistrate reclaimed our small estate, and my poor mother lost her mind. Then one day in spring, my dear sweet mother died. But before she did, I took her hand as she dying cried. Oh,
find him, tie him to a pole and break his fingers. Just splinters, turn him to a hole until he wakes up naked, crying at the ceiling of his
It took me 15 years to swallow all my tears among the urchins in the street, until a priory took pity and hired me to keep their vestry nice and neat. But never once in the employ of these holy men my mind from the thought of revenge. Oh. overheard the prior exchanging words with a penitent whaler from the sea. The captain of his ship, who matched you toe to tip, was known for one cruelty. The following day, I shipped the sea with the privateer. And in the whistle of the wind, I could almost hear it. Oh, oh.
Find him, tie him to a pole and break his fingers to splinters. Tie him to a hole until he wakes up naked, going at the ceiling of his grave. There is one thing I must say to you. This wicked deed.
Fateful night, we had you in our sight after 20 months at sea. Your starboard flank abeam, I was getting my muskets clean when came this rumbling from beneath. The ocean shook, the sky went black, and the captain. Don't know how I survived. The crew all was chewed alive. I must have slipped between his teeth. But oh, what providence, what divine intelligence, that you should survive as well as me. It gives my heart great joy to see your eyes filled with fear.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We have 5 minutes left. I have one more song. Like I said before, that was the 8 minute and 45 epic, The Mariner's Revenge from the Decemberists. The last song we're going to play today is from Wilco. Yeah. They're an American alternative rock band based in Chicago, and they formed in 1994. One of the band's favorite charities is Inspiration Corporation. That's a Chicago-based organization which helps people who are affected by homelessness and poverty to improve their lives and increase self-sufficiency through the provision of social services, employment, training, and placement and housing. So that's a really cool little charity. Now, if you guys have any questions, you want us to play any songs, anything like that, you can always email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com, or you can like us on Facebook or become part of our group on Facebook, and we will tell you when we're having cool interviews and ticket giveaways like we did today. The last song, like I said, is called it's by Wilco, and it's called Jesus Etc. from their album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Well, I hope you enjoy the week. Go Canucks, and I will see you next Thursday. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Bye.
You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape. Singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking. And last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape. Singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping. Smoking last cigarettes, all you can get. turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.